كنت تعانق دمعة الفكر تناجي الله في صبر وترجو رحمة تسري فعاش القلب.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are doing well. Obviously, with this video, we want to do a little experiment. As you know, through the media, Islamophobia is on the rise. Attacks towards sisters, brothers who's walking out on the streets is on our high. So obviously, what we said was, okay, let's put this to the test and get a few sisters who's obviously observing the niqab, as you guys know, the Islamic clothing. So we thought, let them go outside, see what kind of reactions are we going to get. Are they going to get attacked? Are they going to get looks? Are people going to be kind? How are people going to react to the way they are and the way they're dressed? So obviously we did an experiment, and let's go and see what really happens.
Hi, excuse me. Do you have any job vacancies?
Do you have a CV on you?
Not on me at the moment, no.
Just come back, CV,
okay.
And you have to find a manager and stuff like
that. Okay, thank you for your time. Thanks.
Excuse me, do you know if they've got any vacancies at the moment?
Not in this store, I don't think, but it's all done online.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it's got online, upload a CV there.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
Do you know if you've got any job vacancies at the moment?
For what, Kurt Geiger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid not. But try, you know, the board upstairs? Because I think my manager has put a full-time
position. Oh, okay.
So if you want to check, and if you have a CV, you can drop it with me and I can let her know. She just left now.
I haven't got it on me, but I'll come back.
Yeah, if you come back, I think she put the job vacancy already. But if you come back, we'll look at it and then give you a call.
Okay,
if anything.
Thank
yeah?
you.
No problem.
Yeah, have you got any job vacancies at the moment?
You have to check.
Yeah,
we have to go into HR, which is on the third floor.
Oh, is that for all the
that's
shop,
for every,
yeah?
All, yeah, it will show you all the different vacancies everywhere has.
Okay.
So if you go to the third floor and just ask someone up there, because it's sort of like hidden in a corner.
Yeah, it's like
so
yeah.
over that side. Yeah.
Do you think, I'm just going to ask, do you think this will be a problem to work in?
I think they only, because our, like,
from what
she
you
wears
know,
the hijab as well, our friend Cece.
Yeah,
I think I know her.
Yeah, I think she wears that when she goes outside, but
yeah,
then
yeah.
You have to show your face, but you're allowed to wear your scarf.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think the whole thing.
Yeah,
to
so
wear.
That I would have to compromise that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if they gave you an interview and stuff, like, they'd probably talk, like,
they'd,
just say.
Yeah, probably
if you wore this in the interview, how do you reckon it will go? Like, or you it's better to take it off for the interview.
Yeah, or maybe like could you request a woman to do an interview and maybe could take it off.
Yeah.
Basically when you go up there they've got one board which has like all of the
concession
vacancies.
Yeah.
And then one
and
that's
then
just
if bendles. You go into HR you can just hand in your CV if you weren't bothered about a concession just anywhere.
Oh, okay.
They'd accept you for like handbags.
Yeah, and you could ask her about your.
Yeah, because she knows about it, yeah.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
You could
definitely
ask in HR as well, they're really nice up there.
Yeah,
yeah okay. Yeah. All right, thank you
That's
for
really
that.
Excuse me. Hi, do you have any job vacancies at the moment?
Yeah, I think we do have it.
Okay, no. Right, do we hand in our CV here?
Yeah,
or?
That will be the most
okay.
way to do
that. Not online?
Sorry?
Not online, you want a hard copy, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your help.
So, if you go on to careers.hollister.com,
mm-hmm.
And this is the password, Sydney 32, and you can apply online.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and then the interviews are on Thursday, I think, from 4.
Okay.
So you can put whenever you're free to come in for an interview.
Okay, is there a certain dress code?
Sorry?
Is there going to be a certain dress code?
So everything for religious purposes is accepted.
Okay, yeah? Thank you very much.
Okay, so there you go. You. That's all right.
Thanks.
No, no, come. Excuse me, madam.
We're just
doing an experiment. We're just wondering what happened.
I didn't do anything.
Okay,
experiment.
Yeah, what's happened? What
Are
just
you
happened?
For real?
Yeah. What happened?
I didn't do anything. I was walking up the stairs.
No, we're just wondering.
I'm 60 years of age. Is she for real?
What does she do? Excuse me, madam.
She accused me of doing something.
Okay.
Okay, as you saw, we came down the stairs into the train station and I'm walking down and this lady's walking up and she kicks me in my leg. I ask her, why did you kick me? She said, I didn't kick you. I felt it, it's my leg. Yeah, she just denied it completely. My leg hurts and I couldn't do anything with it. And I was like, well, you did kick me. She goes, no, you're crazy. I was like, okay, that's fine.
You can deny it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question? No? Do you know where McDonald's is?
McDonald's?
Yeah.
I think you have Burger King, but not McDonald's. They're here.
All right, thank you for stopping. No. Thank you. Excuse me, do you know where Embankment is?
Where?
Embankment.
Embankment? It's a long way to walk, but
that's alright.
You can okay. I think it's just down the road there, and then you get to Waterloo.
Yeah.
And then I think it's
that direction. Eh?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you guys know where Embankment is?
So what? Sorry.
Do you know where Embankment is?
Embankment Centre is down that way.
This way.
So I assume.
Yeah.
That the Embankment Centre.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Start up when you're right.
All right. Thank you. Me, would you be able to take a picture for us, please? On my phone? Yeah, I've got my camera on me.
Okay.
Right. You just press the, you know the middle button?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. With maybe the clock in the background. Yeah. Amber, can you take a picture?
Thank you.
Thank you. How was that?
Just check.
Sorry, excuse me, can you tell me where Waterloo Station is, please?
Waterloo? Yeah.
Don't kick the thing.
So you go up here where South Bank is.
Yeah.
And then go down the side of it that way. Follow that side of the bridge. And then just keep going.
Oh, it's down there, yeah?
Like an archway. It's pretty much exactly that way.
All right. Thank you very much.
No worries. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to go back.
If you get lost, it's not our fault.
Excuse me. Sorry to stop you. We're just doing like an experiment. I just want to ask, like, would you guys think of what I'm wearing? Like, why do I wear it? Kind of thing.
Oh, I think
you're
nice and...
Oh, that's nice.
Nice eyes.
Thank you very much. You're very beautiful yourself.
Thank you.
I
always wonder what's underneath them. Are you wearing jeans or a dress?
Yeah, just normal clothes. I like fashion as well. I did fashion in college.
Hey, I'm not asking my phone. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know how old I am?
No.
I'm 18.
Really?
So yeah, I don't have a husband. My dad does not like it, so it's what I want to wear.
Why do you want to?
Because I want to.
Why do you want to?
For me, I lived a different life before. I had everything out, you know, everything out, and I found when I spoke to guys, the only thing, yeah. That's all I'm getting. No respect, no one's listening to me, no one's engaging with my brain. I found like this, I have control over my own self. When you're speaking to me, when you judge me, oh, is she stupid, is she nice? You're listening to my words and to my brain. You're not judging me on how I physically. So for me, I found this, I find this like empowering for me.
Our volunteers approached you, I think they asked for the time or direction?
They asked for the direction.
Okay. How do you feel when you see like a Muslim woman? Do you feel threatened? Like, because obviously you know that the media perception. Do you feel a bit worried, like, what are they up to? Or is it just, you just see them as normal individuals?
Individuals. Yeah. We're tourists, we don't live in London, so...
Yeah, we're from the West Country where you don't see an awful lot of Muslim people at all. So,
okay.
But don't feel threatened at all.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what do you guys think about what I'm wearing? Like, because of the news and whatever, or what you know about going to different countries. What do you guys think about what we wear?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
I'm going to be, but sorry.
Yeah, no, I want you to be honest. Yeah, please, yeah.
I don't like it because I think women before us had fought a lot for all our rights, and this is going back to losing part of our rights.
Okay.
So that's what I think.
Okay.
Of course, I respect you as your choice.
Yeah, yeah, thank
to
you.
Where are
you
from? Spain.
Spain, okay.
Spain.
Did you know I'm talking about women's rights and stuff like that, 1,400 years ago, you know we believe in the Prophet Muhammad?
Yeah.
Peace be upon him. At that time, people would like bury their daughters alive and stuff like that. So at that time, when people were doing that, he would walk down the street holding his daughter's hand. When she came into the room, he would get up and tell her to sit down here. And like the first university was for women and it was by Muslims in Morocco.
Okay, guys, welcome back. And as you saw for yourself, guys, to be honest, we was there obviously recording with our team and we witnessed these kind of stuff and how people were looking, but in all, and even though that attack that took place, people looking really weird, etc., etc., I think in totality, Britain is not as Islamophobic as we think, because yes, we did get a few odd looks, etc., here and there, but in total, like I said before, I think Britain is really tolerant against Muslims, and I think it's those a few individual bigots who, obviously, as you know, in every community, there's black sheep. So obviously, I think I'm just going to leave that note. Guys, thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this video, share it, spread the message, especially with your non-Muslim friends. Thanks for watching. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.